Okay, Chevra, the first Mishnah in Perek Bamei Madlikin tells us that there are certain oils and wicks that you're not allowed to use to light on Shabbos. Apparently in Camp Yagilu, Matani Prero gives like a Friday night, in fact, every week, like going through what each of these items in Bamei Madlikin is. If you're interested in that stuff, So, there's a bunch of oils and wicks we can't use to light with on Shabbos, mostly because there's a concern that it will flicker, and therefore you will tilt the light and make it burn better, which would be an iser of havara on Shabbos, or an iser of kibui and havara in order to do so. Question that the Gemara addresses, three lines from the bottom, is what about using these wicks and candles on Shabbos? On Chanukah. Right, again, you can't use them on Shabbos, what about using them on Chanukah? And Chanukah splits into two parts. There is regular days of Chanukah, and there is the Shabbos of Chanukah. But can you use them for Chanukah licht? Use them for candles. So Rav Huna says that you're not allowed to use them on Chanukah categorically. Bein b'choyel, bein b'shabbos. The reason is because kofsa zakukla. Kofsa zakukla means that if it goes out, you'll have to relight it. And Rashi writes, we're worried that you'll be pesheya and you won't relight it. So, kofsa zakukla, and mutter lehishtamesh la'ira. And you're allowed to use the light. Meaning, kofsa zakukla is a svara for chol. I can't use these lights, these oils that might go out because kofsa zakukla, and I might not relight it b'chol. But on Shabbos, the reason I can't use it is because mutar l'hishtamesh la'ora, and I'm worried that you might adjust the flame. Rav Chista takes the approach madlikin b'chol avolo b'shabbos b'chol. He holds kofsa ein zakukla. If it goes out, you don't have to redo it. But he holds mutter lehishtamesh la'ira, and therefore you're not allowed to use it on Shabbos. And the last approach is Reb Zeira quotes Rav that you cannot use them bein b'chol bein b'shabbos, because he holds kofsa ein zakukla and aser lehishtamesh la'ora. And the Gemara says it's better to get information when you're young, based on like a Mishnah and Pirkei Avos, that little kids' brains are like clear pieces of paper, and therefore all information goes on them. Older people's brains are like paper that's already been erased. You remember like as kids used to have like those erasers, and like when you erase a piece of paper, it ends up being gray. It's never perfectly white. So the Mishnah Ufel says that it's better to have Girsa the Yankisa, to have young people's knowledge, because young people's knowledge will remain clearer. Okay, so basically what I want to talk about with you now, actually, let's do three more lines of the Gemara. The Gemara asks, how can you tell me kofsa ein zakukla? But don't we know that the mitzvah of hadlakas neiris is from mishatishka acham ashatichla regal menashok? We'll have to define these terms at some point. The mitzvah is that duration of time. If the mitzvah is a certain duration of time, how can you possibly tell me that kofsa ein zakukla? Zakukla, no, there are two answers. One answer is ilay adlik matlik, that this man is a zman that you can light if you didn't light previously. The second answer relates to how much oil you need in the ner ad kan. Okay, now we can analyze for a minute. Yes, sir.
Can you explain that question again?
So, frankly, Gemara, how can you possibly tell me that kofsa ein zakukla? Everybody knows that there's a zman tadlakas neiris. And the chor, the zman tadlakas neiris, mishetishka ha mishetichla regom anashok. That presumably is the Zman that if the candle goes out, you have to relight it. So how on earth can you say kofsa ein zakukla? So you says, no, you misunderstood. When we say that the Zman for Lukas Neiris Chanukah is from Tishka HaChama Shetichla Regal Menashuk, what we really mean is that if you didn't light yet, that's the zman that you could still light. It doesn't mean that if you lit and it went out, you have to relight it. It means that you have that amount of time to light. Answer two is that we're telling you how much oil has to be put in the nail. So that is the zman of Tishka Chama Shetichla Regal Menashuk, and I want to analyze that also in 2 minutes. So now we are done with reading. We'll probably read a Rashi or two, but let's begin analysis. Yes, sir.
Is that a really big shear? That sounds like it's like a full day, right?
No. Again, Mishat Tishka Chama Regal Menashuk. So you're thinking like a modern person that we have stores here in the Heights and Golan that's open until 2 o'clock in the morning.
Right.
But Tichlai Regal Menashuk, the Gemara is going to explain, means the Rikul Gitam Budai. Basically, there are people who collect wood, and once it's really dark at night, you're not going out to collect wood. So for a few minutes after dark, you'll still be involved. But beyond that point, there's no...
So it's
a relatively small shear, yeah. How small it is also depends on what Tishka HaChama is. Right? Well, see, Machlekes Rishonim, does Tishka HaChama mean what we call Shkia? Does Tishka HaChama mean Seis HaKochavim? We'll have to parse that out. How would you conceptualize the dispute? Kavsa Zakokla or Kavsa Eino Zakokla? Like, what's the reason why I should have to relight? And what's the reason why I should not have to relight? Right? It's the first Machlekes in Chanukah. What's the pshat? Yes, sir.
Mitzvah just lighting, or is mitzvah having candles there so you can see them?
Right! Is a mitzvah just lighting? Is a mitzvah a maisa hadlaka? Or is a mitzvah not just lighting? The mitzvah is that it should be seen. Meaning, l'cha'ora, we all know that there, that's very good. That's what Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach says, and I think everyone says that. It's not. But meaning to say, if I understand it correctly, that everybody knows that Chanukah is an interesting mitzvah because of the concept of Persumei Nisa. Persumei Nisa means that you have to publicize the miracle. That's beautiful. What does that mean, though? Does it mean that there are two mitzvahs, two separate mitzvahs? There's one mitzvah called Hadlakas Haner, and another mitzvah called Persumei Nisa. Or do I assume that the whole mitzvah of Neiros Chanukah is the Persumei Nisa? And Hadlakas Haner is just an opportunity that you should have a candle burning for people to see it and enjoy. No? And notice that's the Yom Tov of Chanukah. Right? The Nafka Mina, of course, would be. We always talk about Holocaust stories, but there were many cases like of Jews who tried to fulfill a mitzvah in the Holocaust, and they're going to light on their Chanukah for 20 seconds, 30 seconds, no? They're going to light a candle and have it burn out. Right? You just light a match. And is there a kiyum at all of Neiros Chanukah? So the Chaura, that depends on this Chakira, no? If the mitzvah is just to light, we could say you lit. If the mitzvah is that it should burn, it should remain burning, so there's no mitzvah by just lighting it.
Even the one who says that it's a mitzvah that just light it, you have to have enough material and a realistic situation that it can last for so long.
So now, right, what Ben is saying is, this connects to the Hemsheikha Gemara. Right, the Gemara says, there's a shear for Hadlakas Neiros Chanukah. That zman is Mishatishka Hachama Shetichla Rego Menashuk. And there are two explanations about what that means. Explanation number one in the Gemara is what that means is Eloi Adlik Madlak. During that zman, that's the time when you have to light. If you didn't light during that time, you can't light anymore. Explanation two in the Gemara is, no, inami l'shi'ura. Who wants to plug it in? Right? We set the table, we have a chakira, right? And an explanation, or I don't know if it's a, we're explaining the machlokes kovsa zakukla of kovsa ein zakukla. And I want to suggest And in the back of the Gemara, the Chiddushi of Ram Horowitz, Reish Aleph Mem Horowitz, has something along these lines. But the Chiddushi, two answers in the Gemara connect to this Chakira.
The Shiura simply maps onto a Kosei in Tzavakla.
The Shiura sounds what?
It sounds like Kosei in Tzavakla.
Correct.
I don't know if you could really say
it. So let's go slowly, but why is it that Lashira means Kofsa Inzakukla, like Tifarej?
It's a standard for the beginning, from the outset, for the Lakhla.
So you need enough oil for it to burn that amount of time, which sounds like the idea that we're calling, like you called it, that it should be burning, right? I think that was your Nusaf, right? And that would be the approach of Lashira, which sounds more like Kavsa in Zakakla, no?
Why?
Because that sounds more like Kavsa Zakakla. Thank you. It sounds more like Kavsa Zakakla, that you have to relight it because you need that shear of burning. That's Inami L'Shi'ura, that you need the amount of oil because you need that amount of time, which would mean L'Cha'ira, also an interesting thing. Let's say you hold Kavsa Zakakla. So it's supposed to burn, I need half an hour of oil. Let's say after 28 minutes, it goes out. How much oil do I need in my second hadlaka? Kavsa Zakakla means if it goes out, you have to light a second time. How much oil do you need? Two possibilities, no? One possibility is you need half an hour of oil. Again, we're using half an hour as like a rough shear, right? Gershon already told us that it's not exactly clear. We'll say half an hour. The other approach is no. That the halach of Kafsa Zakakla is connected to this idea of Inami L'Shi'ura, which means that you need the nair to be burning for that minimum amount of time of half an hour. If I had 28 minutes before it went out, and I relight it, I only have to relight it for 2 minutes. Right? But the approach in the Gemara of Eloi Adlik Madlik, that approach means that this is the Zman when I light Hadlakas Neiros Chanukah. I have that half an hour to light. If I light Hadlakas Neiros Chanukah 1 minute before the end of that Zman, I light it at the 29 minute line, you know, when the shot clock is down to one, that's when you put it up. That's okay. Because this approach would be saying Kavsa in Zakakla. All you need is a Maisa Hadlaka. If all you need is a Maisa Hadlaka, you were Yotze, Givaldik. Now,
can you explain what do you think works with Kavsa Zakakla?
So I think Kavsa Zakakla means that the oil that I need, that it should be burning. So if it goes out, I have to relight it. Kavsa Zakakla, because I need that din of persume nisa. I need it to burn for that half an hour of time. That would sound more like Inami L'Shi'ura. It sounds like the second Mahalach in the Gemara.
I mean, I don't agree, but also I think that absolutely can't be true in the Gemara. Because the syntax in the Gemara is the question is like how does this work for Kavsa in Azabakla and L'Shi'ura?
Okay. So the Gemara seems to be saying it within the Manda Amar of Kavsa. How could it be Kavsa in Zakakla? So we answer Inami L'Shi'ura. So you're saying that this whole Gemara is going within that Manda Amar. That's your Ha'ara.
Yeah.
Which I think in Pshat in the Gemara is absolutely correct. The Ha'ara I'm making is just if I take the facts on the ground of the Gemara, the words Inami L'Shi'ura, so lefum riha, to a first glance, I would think that means that I need X amount of oil, because if it goes out, you have to relight it, and you need that amount of oil to fulfill the mitzvah of Hadlakas Neiros. You're right, in the bones of the Gemara, it can't be. But in the broader conceptual approach of the Gemara, I think they are connected.
And
they seem to be contradictory.
Both Adlik Madlik and the Shiura are ways of explaining these Tadishka, Fala, Ash, Tishla, Rem, and Hashok, which don't conflict with Kafsa and Zabukla.
So again, we are saying exactly the same thing. You're right. In the Shakla Vitaria, in the bones of the Gemara, you are absolutely right. And what I'm saying is therefore wrong. But what I'm trying to do is just parse out the explanation of the Gemara. If I would only have these words of Inami Le Shi'ura, so what I would say is what I just said.
So you're saying maybe the statement is brought in this context, but it comes from some other context.
The words Inami Le Shi'ura seem like, right? I think so. I think I'm quoting this accurately. You're right. In the bones of the Gemara, it's absolutely wrong. Okay, so let's chazer again. We have a question. Lahalacha machlaikis kavsa zakukla kavsa ein zakukla. The conceptual underpinnings of that machlaikis seem to be whether the mitzvah is to light or to be lit. Isn't that like an expression today in this world that you should be lit? It's like, isn't lit like a way of saying that you're cool or that? All right, this is like slang from 10 years ago and I'm totally dating myself. 10 years ago, 20 years ago, Rabbi, like, before, saying before I was born, right, okay, but, that's Nekuda Rishona. Now, the question, though, comes up as to how Hadlakas Neiros Chanukah on Friday night factors in. You see, Friday night, I can't light Neiros Chanukah during the proper Zman of Hadlakas Neiros. Because that Zman is Mishatishka, Chama, and Shatich LaRegel, and Ashuk. Friday night, I can't light my Neiros once it's Tishka, Chama, right? Because then it's Shabbos. So how am I light earlier? Now, when I light earlier, we have to have a question. Does that mean that there is a different Zman Hadlakas Neiros Chanukah on Friday night than there is the rest of the week? The rest of the week, the Zman is Mishatishka Chama. But Friday night, I redefine Zman Hadlakas Neiros Chanukah. And they say it's much earlier. Or earlier. That's one approach. Another approach is that no, the Zman of Hadlakas Neiros Chanukah is really Misha Tishka Chamash and Tichla Regel Mashuk. You can't do it then. So for lack of any other opportunity, you will light earlier. Right? Is it that you are lighting at the proper time on Friday night? Or are you lighting at the improper time on Friday night? Ben?
Can you explain the Svarah, why there's actually a different Zman?
So the Svarah, why there's a different Zman, is because the regular Zman of Hadlakas Neiros Chanukah after Shkiyas HaCham, after Tzeis HaKoychovin, is not Shayich on Friday. So obviously when Chazal said the Zman is Mishatishka Chama, they couldn't have had Friday night in mind. So obviously they have to have some earlier Zman. Right? Alternatively, you could say, no. You could say the Zman remains the same, but Be'ines, Be'mikre, you can't light at that time, so then you're allowed to light earlier. Right? The Nafka Mina would be, can I, on the Wednesday night of Chanukah, light early if I so desire? Let's say I have a flight. Can I light my Chanukah candles at 4 p.m., at 3:45 p.m., and then go and catch my flight? Or not? If you hold that Friday night I have a new Zman of Hadlakas Neiris Chanukah. That means the only correct Zman to light on a Wednesday is Misha Tishka HaChama. Before Tishka HaChama, it's not the Zman of Hadlakas Neiris Chanukah. And the fact that you have a flight, I don't care about your flights. Right? Enjoy your flight. Have a good time. But you can't light Hadlakas Neiris Chanukah early. Because the only Zman is Misha Tishka HaChama. Yeah, Friday night, there's a different Zman. Alternatively, I could say that the Zman of Hanukkah, Sneiris, Chanukah is always Alachat Chila Zman and the B'diavet Zman. Alachat Chila Zman is Misha Teshka Chama. If you can't light then, we'll give you a certain allowance to push it earlier. We're not redefining, recreating, establishing anew the Zman of Hanukkah, Sneiris, Chanukah for Friday night. We're saying, whenever it's B'aynes, light early. But that's a major hakira that we could address.
Where is Gemara that talks about Ashtishka Chama?
Chafala from a base. Kafza in Zakukla, I have a question. The mitzvah is Mishatishka Chama should declare Regim Nashuk. Right here. Right here. That's the Gemara. So this is another question. Does the rules of Hadlakas Neiris Chanukah on Friday night, are they exactly the same rules as Hadlakas Neiris Chanukah the rest of the time? Now, obviously, in the Gemara, we have a separate reason for Hadlakas not to use the bad wicks on Friday night. And that reason the Gemara calls that maybe I'm allowed to use the Chanukah candles of faith to learn, to read a sefer, and maybe I'll tilt it. But the reason of Kufsa Zakukla was never given as the reason for Hadlakas Neiris Chanukah being early on Friday night. That's a katasis. Then we'll look at the Ramban. Mutar Hishtamish La'oira. You see the bottom tosis? Vim Tomar. Menolei L'Rava D'Savar. Rav Huna. Mutar Hishtamish La'oira. How come the reason you don't light the candles or the bad wicks on the Friday night of Chanukah is because of Mutar Hishtamish La'oira? Maybe the reason you don't like the bad wicks is because Kavsa Zakukla, and you can't be Zakukla on Shabbos. Right? Isn't that Tosis Kasha? Tosis Kasha is, how come I need two separate reasons? Kavsa Zakukla, which refers to the reason of Kavsa Zakukla, which refers to lighting candles with the bad wicks during the week. And the reason of which refers to lighting the bad wicks on Shabbos. Maybe everything is because of Kavsa Zakukla. That's Tysus's kasha. So Tysus answers, well, obviously, there are two separate reasons. Because, again, this is something, I guess, that Dr. Elman Oliver Sholem would have called omnisignificance of Talmudic parlance. Every word in the Gemara is very significant. And if it would be the same reason for Friday night Hadlakas Neiris Chanukah and for Shabbos day Hadlakas Neiris Chanukah, so then I would say, end of conversation. The fact that I have extra words, it says, Bein B'chayil, Bein B'Shabbos, that seems to indicate that the reason of Chol is a different reason, the reason of Shabbos. The reason of Shabbos is a different reason, the reason of Chol. In other words, what Tosis is getting at is that it's clear that there are two separate reasons because the Gemara uses an expression, Bein B'chol, Bein B'Shabbos. And that's what Tosis is getting at. And therefore, according to Tosis, fundamentally, Kavsa Zakukla is a concept that should be able to tell me not to use these bad wicks on Friday night. Because if kufs a zakukla, if you're going to have to relight it, and you use the bad wicks Friday night, you can't relight it. So therefore, I could have said, says Tysus, that based on kufs a zakukla, don't use the bad wicks on Friday night. Ramban. Yes.
But it doesn't say that because...
It does. We don't say that because it's clear that the Gemara has two separate reasons.
It can't be that this that the Kavta also applies to Shabbos, meaning it's two reasons for Shabbos because of Kavta and...
So you get the impression from Tosfos that's not what he's saying. Right? Tosfos is saying that we have to be mechadish a new reason of mutar l'hishtamish l'ayra. One second. Now I think actually you just formulated it better than I did. Let's say it again. Mutar l'hishtamish l'ayra is why I should not use these bad candles on Shabbos. Zaktosis is another reason I can't use the bad candles on Shabbos. Kavs zakukla. How come the Gemara has to come up with a second brand new reason when the reason of Kufs HaZakukla would also work? Tosis answers, because we see from the Gemara that there's a separate reason on Shabbos than there's during the week. So I have to come up with a new reason.
So Kufta doesn't apply to Shabbos.
So Kufs is, the rule of Kufs is, if you hold Kufs HaZakukla b'chol, we would say Kufs HaZakukla on Shabbos also. And that should be sufficient reason that I cannot use the bad wicks on Shabbos because Kufs HaZakukla.
But we don't say that.
The fact that we don't say that is just because of a quirk in the language. Is
right.
Because I see that there's a different reason than Shabbos. If we're both, it, you know, it could have been the same reason. It's all because of Kufs HaZakukla. The fact that we use a lashon bein b'chol bein b'shabbos, that tells me that there's another reason on Shabbos not to use these bad wicks. The reason Kufs HaZakukla is also a valid reason not to use it on Shabbos. Is that the way the Tosfos is saying it? So Kufs HaZakukla would apply on Shabbos. Sir?
It seems like Shabbos is a good raya, or not raya, but it seems that that lends a lot more to Ein Zakukla. And that just has to be burning at that time.
Whoa. Wait. I want to get to that. I'm just not ready for it yet. You gotta inhale. Hold it, right? You're supposed to hold it until the count of five if you want to meditate. You have to inhale. If you breathe out too soon, you end up hyperventilating. You want to relax, you have to hold it. We want to relax on the Torah ideas. We want to digest them. That's Tosfos. Comes from the Ramban. And the Ramban writes, you know what? Friday night, everybody says, Kufsa Ein Zakukla. The possibility of Kufsa Zakukla, that you have to relight the candle, cannot exist on a Friday night. Friday night, for sure, Kufsa Ein Zakukla. Since you can't relight the candle if it goes out, so of course, Kufsa Ein Zakukla. Of course, all I need is a Maisa Hadlaka. That's what the Ramban writes again. So according to Tosfos, Kufsa Zakukla could be a reason not to light these candles on Shabbos. Let's use these bad wicks for Hadlakas Neris Chanukah on Shabbos. The Ramban says, no, that's impossible. Because even if I hold Kufsa Zakukla B'chol, everybody holds Friday night, Kufsa Ein Zakukla. That's what the Ramban says. Sir?
This is a crazy idea, but is it... Is it likely that you can say that on Shabbos, since it's only a, if this is a derabanan, there's a way to light the candles in a chinoy derabanan way, and since the rabbis want us to keep Hanukkah, it would allow us to do it in some derabanan way.
To light the candle with my left hand to do a chinoy b'makom mitzvah? Nah. You can't do that, right? We don't permit machinery just to fulfill a mitzvah. Can't do malacha d'oraisa machines to fulfill a mitzvah. A mila nachri. Ask a guy to light the lights near his gun, but you're not yotzei if the guy lights. You have to light. No? I don't, that doesn't sound so reasonable to me. How can we conceptualize this Machlokas Tosis and Ramban in light of what we've been saying before? Remember, we have a question about whether Friday night, does it have different rules and regulations than the rest of Hanukkah? Or does it have the same rules and regulations as the rest of Hanukkah? Right, remember this question? Like 4 minutes ago, 6 minutes ago? Friday night, is it governed by the same rules? That fundamentally the mitzvah is Mishatishka Hachama. You can't do that, so it's Ones. Alternatively, no. Friday night is governed by different rules of Hadlakas Neiros Chanukah than the rest of the year. Who wants to plug Machlokes Tosfos and Ramban into this one?
Ramban says different.
The Ramban says it's different, nachum. Because the Ramban's whole yesod is that even if I hold Kofsa Zakukla, Friday night for sure, Kofsa ain't Zakukla. Meaning, even if I have Kofsa Zakukla, then the mitzvah is that the candle should be burning. But Friday night, the mitzvah is a Maisa Hadlaka. That's it. Tosus, on the other hand, says no. The mitzvah of Hadlakas Neiros Chanukah on Friday night is the same as the mitzvah of Hadlakas Neiros Chanukah throughout the week of Chanukah. And if the din is Kofsa Zakukla, so din is Kofsa Zakukla no matter what. Gentlemen, in Ayre Chaim, Simin Tuf Reish Ayin Gimel. Se'if Beis. The Mechaber has like a funny expression, which we'll talk about later in the Chanukah Zman, I hope. The Mechaber begins out, since Hadlaka Osa Mitzvah, therefore Kovsa Ein Zakukla. Right? The Mechaber is making a chalent of two of the major Chanukah sugyas, a chalent that the Gemara never makes. And right, the Gemara has a discussion whether Hadlaka Osa Mitzvah, Hanukkah Osa Mitzvah. The Mechaber writes, since Hadlaka Osa Mitzvah, therefore Kovsa Ein Zakukla. Now that fits in with our Lamdas, no? Right? Our Lamdas as to whether the mitzvah pursuing Nisa is the same as the fundamental mitzvah of Chanukah or not. Okay. But then the Mechaber writes, Afilu Kovsa Be'erev Shabbos, Kodem Kabbalah Shabbos, Shadayin Humi Ba'od Yom Ein Zakukla. I'm lighting, but usually the way we do it is we light Chanukah candles on Friday, and then we light Shabbos candles. We light the Shabbos candles after because of the Baha'i holds that once you light Shabbos candles, it becomes Shabbos. Let's say Friday night, I'm lighting my Chanukah candles, and I want time to sing Bais Tzur or whatever to get, and then to light the Shabbos candles after. And during that time, when I'm singing Bais Tzur before I light the Shabbos candles, the candles go out. Do I have to fix it? But usually you're passing cups and ends on the club. But Friday night, maybe it's different. Mechaber writes that even on Friday night, still ends on the club. You don't have to fix the candle. Rava writes, if you want to be machmir to fix the candle, you can do so, but don't make a bracha. Right? That's the Tofer Shain Gimel Se'if Beis, Mechaber Rama. Comes on the Taz. Right? The Taz says, whoa. This Mechaber, that you don't have to, that we apply Kofsa Zakukla, excuse me, the Mechaber that we pass in Kofsa Ein Zakukla, even to Friday night, the Mechaber is basically like Trumas Hadeshan and Simon Kuf Beis. But the Taz says, I disagree with the Trumas Hadeshan. I hold that if the candle goes out Friday night, before Shabbos. That shows, I hold Sasatas, if the candle goes out before your Shabbos begins, you have to relight it. Shumas Adesha and Mechaber says you don't have to relight it, but I hold you do. And if you read the Taz inside, in Tafresh Ayin Gimel Sifkot and Tess, the Taz says, one second, the Shumas Adesha, what's his proof that Kavsa ain't Zakukla even on Friday night? How come if I light the candle Friday night before Shabbos actually began, how come I don't have to relight the candle? So the Chumash Hadashan writes, you know why? Because the fact is you made a bracha, lahadlik ner, Chanukah, shel Chanukah, whatever the text you use, right? Shel Chanukah in one word, the three pasul texts, lahadlik ner, Chanukah, lahadlik ner, shel Chanukah is one word, or lahadlik ner, shel Chanukah is two words. Maybe we'll discuss that a different time. But why is it that you don't have to relight the candle, says the Truma Sedesha? So he explains, you know what, the fact that you make a bracha shows that it's a mitzvah. So that means that you've got the mitzvah already. Making a bracha is megala, that is the mitzvah. The Taz says, no, it's not. The Taz says, you know what? The Gemara Brachas Daf Chaf Zayin says that Rav Soli Shom Shabbos Be'erev Shabbos. Rav is a davening, Shabbos davening on Friday. And there's an opinion in the Gemara that you could do Malacha afterwards. He would daven, you can make Kiddush before Shabbos, you could daven before Shabbos. Says the Taz, if that's the case, making a bracha doesn't show that that's the mitzvah. The fact that I daven on a Friday night and I daven Shabbos davening doesn't show that it's Shabbos by any extent. All it shows is you're making a bracha before Shabbos. Now this is really interesting, no? Because the chakira that we have developed as to whether Friday night there is the same mitzvah of Hanukkah, Neiris, Chanukah that there is on the rest of the Yontif. And we try to plug in that this is a machlokes, Tosfos and Ramban. No? The Ramban holds fundamentally it is a different mitzvah. That would mean that according to the Ramban, what I'm doing on Friday night is I'm lighting Chanukah candles in the proper time, and therefore, just like Kavsa ain't Zakukla during the week, La Halacha, Kavsa ain't Zakukla on Friday night, this is my mitzvah of lighting Chanukah candles Friday night. But the Taz says no. Fundamentally, the mitzvah is only Misha Tishke Hachama. The fact that you're lighting early is because ba'ines, we give you permission to light early, but it doesn't redefine when you light Chanukah candles. And therefore, the Taz comments, if it doesn't redefine when you light Chanukah candles, it's only out ba'ines, so therefore, if it goes out while you're singing Mo'ez Tzur, you have to light it again. So really what we have is an interesting issue, it seems. Because the question of Kavsa Zakukla in Zakukla is a question as to whether Persume Nisa is pot and parcel. If you're from Boston, you say pot and parcel, no? Is it pot and parcel of the mitzvah of Hadlokas Neis Chanukah? It's the same mitzvah. Or do I assume that the mitzvahs are split? And then we discuss the possibility that maybe there is a difference between Hadlokas Neis Chanukah all week and on Shabbos. And it could be that on Shabbos we're governed by different rules. No? And that might mean, potentially, although during the week, if the candle burns out, Kavsa during the week, ain't Zakukla, But Friday night before Shabbos, where the only heter I have to light early is because it's an ones, and because it's an ones, we allow you to light early. So therefore on Friday night, you'd have to relight when the candles go out. This is, again, Judaism according to Schwartz. That's like the title for our share. Judaism according to Schwartz. Again, like we spoke about at the very beginning, there's a difference between MS and Yafe. I don't know if all of these issues neatly tie up. But I do know, or it seems to me, that it's interesting enough and it's helpful enough to help us remember the sugya that it's kedai to go into this. I might have one or two more ha'aros on... I might have one or two more ha'aros tomorrow on the sugya of Kafsa Zakukla, but what I'd like to do tomorrow is focus on the din of Asur Lahishtamish La'ira, and a little bit more about Mashir. I'll Belina there send out some makoros about this later tonight or tomorrow. Okay, have a good day.